Hello, and welcome to the Small Fish Podcast. Something for you to listen to in the few minutes it takes to eat your breakfast, sit in traffic on your way to school, or to wash up after tea. And today is question 12. Is it worse being the youngest? If you are in a family with older brothers or sisters, you might feel like you can already answer this question. Perhaps you've worn their old clothes, or in the pictures, were you always the cutest because you've been the youngest? In families, once you are the youngest, you can feel a bit stuck, but some small fish good news is here. At school, this only lasts for year 7. Then the next September, you will be the confident ones showing others around. But being the youngest at school can feel a bit strange. You've gone from knowing everything and everyone at primary school, where you were the big fish in the small pond, but now everything is about to reverse, which can make you fear the worst. But things never turn out as bad as we imagine. Nowadays, many schools have something called vertical mentor times, which is when a mix of age groups get together to chat things through, and you are introduced to much older children who will always look out for you. The other thing to remember is that time will fly by because you are getting used to so many new things around you. Listen to Emma.
Starting secondary school may feel really scary at first, but remember to take a deep breath and enjoy every second of it, because before you know it, your first year will have gone and you won't be the youngest year group anymore. The most important thing to remember, though, never put your hands under the desk, as most of them are covered in chewing gum.
Lovely. A handful of dry chewing gum. That's disgusting. But that's probably not a bad example of some of the things you might come across in the big pond. It's not nice for anybody else, but let's remember that we live in the real world where people might try to bend the rules to get noticed. You might even feel the pressure to go along with what others do, being the class clown or using rude words to show off, just because you're the youngest. But the big pond is time to be you. I've never met anyone who enjoys school when every moment is spent trying to please other people. That's just exhausting. You might not believe it now, but there will be a person or group who are just perfect for you to get along with. And with so many children in the big pond, this is much more likely to happen than at primary school. So begin looking forward to meeting them. Elliot agrees.
The challenge from being the biggest in the school to being the smallest was hard to begin with. The other students seemed so large and scary at first, and their language and behaviour can be challenging.
Thanks, Elliot. You may also hear occasional stories about who is the strongest, the fastest, the coolest kid, even rumours about bullying, which can make you feel frightened when you are the youngest. But don't let the rumours scare you. 9 times out of 10, that's all they are. And every school has an anti-bullying policy, so tell a trusted adult straight away and get the problem sorted out. Here's a teacher.
A lot of young people feel worried about bullying, especially when moving to a school with students who are much older and they are the youngest. But these days, no one wants to be labelled as a bully.
That's great news if you're the youngest. Nobody today wants the bully label. That really helps, especially because teachers know from their experience. Now, before we end session 12 today, your takeaway task is to come up with 3 benefits about being the youngest in school. Things like, you're allowed to make mistakes like getting lost. Some sixth formers will take you under their wing, which makes you feel great. And you've got the longest time ahead of you out of everyone in the school. The Bible reminds us that the youngest were sometimes the problem solvers, those prepared to be generous and trust that God might make everything okay. When there were 5,000 hungry people, one of Jesus' followers said, Here is a boy with 5 loaves of barley bread and 2 little fish. But that is not enough for so many people. But then look at what happened at the end of the story. The followers filled 12 baskets with the pieces of bread and fish that were not eaten. So until next time, remember that it can be amazing what Jesus does with the youngest small fish. We'd love to hear what you think about the podcast, and you can join in the conversation on Facebook by searching The Small Fish Conversations and joining our group there. Thank you for listening. Please don't forget to share the podcast across your social media channels. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, we'd love it if you could give the show a rating or write us a review. This will help others to hear about the show and enable us to support even more children who are facing the experience of life as small fish.